do. I'd never be with you until that day we'll fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you,
I want to hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I want to be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I want to be your number one, so get to that.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to Big Bap and Friends, y'all. It is Friday. We are getting ready to turn all the way up. We are partying tonight. And let me tell you why we partying tonight. We partying tonight because Big Bap is in a fuck it mood. Fuck your mama, fuck your baby daddy, fuck your baby mama, fuck your cousin, fuck that person who gave you that sorry ass weed. Fuck the nigga that smoked the last of your blunt. Fuck whoever drunk up all your liquor. We are literally saying, fuck it, it's Friday. If they pissed you off today, fuck it. If 2020 ain't went the way you wanted it to go, fuck it. Get comfortable. If you out partying right now, twerk a little bit. If you home, get naked with your boo, get you a drink, and sit back, relax, kick it with Big Bap and his friend. So before any other further ado, let me go ahead and bring in my ladies, because I got one half of the Gemini twins in the building tonight. It is You Say Fuck in the building. What it do, shawty?
I'm here. Hey. What it do, sex jerk?
Oh, that intro sounded like somebody gave you piss poor head and you was like, okay, but I'm going to act like he was okay.
No, I'm, no. Yeah, no.
He didn't even find the clit. He was hitting all lips. He was inside the coochie. Like, he ain't touched none of the clit. Nothing. He just,
oh, wow,
hey,
that's horrible.
Uh-huh, that's how you sound.
Oh, he
came up breathing hard and heavy and sweating and stuff. You looking at him like, bro, you did nothing.
Can I tell you, I am lost. I am hot as giraffe pussy. Real talk, right now. I'm going to be honest.
That's good. Every now and then, you got to be hot and hot and hot. What flavor of that Swedish Chiba are you puffing on?
It was some, what was it called? Oh, yeah. It was some Cinderella wax.
See, first of all, Cinderella went to sleep, so I know I don't want that shit. Like, Cinderella was in a whole coma for a long time. Then it took a fake prince to come kiss her with a whole bunch of dudes already taking care of her. See, I don't want that. That's too much for me. I don't need to be. Nobody should be that high for no reason.
I tell you what, I ain't gonna even lie to you, dog. I'm high as giraffe pussy.
You know what? I'm not playing with you. Let me go ahead and bring in my girl, Helen. What it do, Carolina? Shout it, girl. See, now that sounds. Listen, now that sounds like somebody just hit it from the back and you couldn't hold on. Like, you know, like when somebody in the other room, so you're trying to bite the pillow.
I need a little tap from the bed.
Wow, really? A little tap. You know what? Ain't nobody double tapping nothing around here. Sit your ass. Sit your little hot ass down. That's why you got to
let me be great.
Anywho, let's go ahead and get into the festivities. Ladies, are y'all drinking? What y'all drinking on tonight?
Nah, I ain't drinking tonight, baby. I ain't drinking tonight.
Oh, you're going to be...
I'm not drinking tonight. I'm waxing tonight.
Okay, so tell him. So how you gonna be not drinking when your mama just celebrated a birthday? Y'all supposed to have extra bottles around just because.
Well, actually, my mama don't drink, so that's she don't drink.
What that got to do with you celebrating her birthday?
Well, I've been working since I got home after celebrating with her yesterday. I had to come home, finish packaging this wholesale order, getting stuff labeled, and then I had to go down, do a drop-off, and pick up. I got some new product for my business, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the mountain on my bed like, how am I going to do this? But, yeah, I got work to do.
So what you're trying to say is you're trying to act like you are somebody.
Shit, I am somebody.
Oh, okay.
Let's not forget.
As you say, fuck would say, I'm over here drinking on this. I got to finish off this bottle. I got this young Jim Beam vanilla, and I got a little Coke with it. So, you know, as
ooh,
you say,
hold on,
fuck
let
that,
me get a sip.
You can't put your mouth on my glass? What's wrong with you? You mad.
Nigga, I don't want an icy glass. Pour me a cup.
Let me tell you, I am bougie. Let me tell you how bougie I am, and people laugh at this. You know, I am one of the few people in life that I literally drink only out of glass if I can help it.
Oh, you bougie.
Yeah. And let me tell you how my real friends know I'm bougie. If I come over to your house regularly, I'm gonna bring my own glass and put it in your cabinet.
Oh Lord. just extra.
Don't do me. So
what's wrong with your glass? Bring my baby too.
No, listen, I'm not even talking to her. I've been gone for forever. She just like I ain't nobody. Like I ain't nobody. So
don't do my baby. Don't do her. Don't do. She wanted you to be excited to see her first.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so let me get this out of the way, because we had several birthdays, important birthdays that just happened all around the same time. So, yesterday was Helen's mom's birthday.
Yes.
Oh, happy belated.
Today is my one of my nephews today turned 21.
Oh snap! He grown
now. That just made me feel older than a bitch.
Bitch.
Trying to think of who else. But oh! I know she probably thought I forgot. I was gonna say this for what day it is, but since we're celebrating birthdays, today is also the day that Harlene Quinzel was introduced in the animated series of Batman.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like, y'all got to understand, like, we real Joker and Harley Quinn fans over here. A lot of people, like, be like, ooh, I'm a Harley Quinn fan.
I love
that. And then you start asking them questions, and they don't know nothing about the character. I'm like, how are you a fan and you don't know the character? I don't know. Maybe I'm talking to myself over here. I don't know. What y'all?
Nah. What? What'd you say?
Who did it?
How old folks is? Your hungry can hear.
Okay. Well, anyway, real quick, I want to say, before we get deep into the show, because we got some other stuff we got to talk about. We got some other stuff that we got to get into. But for those of y'all who have been listening to the show, we got somebody on the show that's kind of light-skinned. She kind of red from South Carolina. Like, she hasn't been, you know, officially indoctrinated into the show the right way. So we had a production meeting yesterday, and we wanted to say this to the ignorant red girl that's on the show by the name of Helen.
We have taken
a vote, and we have officially made you a co-host of this show. So welcome to the show, Helen.
Oh, thank you. Oh, y'all gonna make me cry. I see all things for you shit now.
Oh,
I'm deserved, though. Very well deserved. If it wasn't for you being you, if it was not for you being you, baby. There you go.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.
I don't even like this hooker, but you know, it's important.
No, actually, we thank you. You're adding to us. We thank you.
You know, I'm just one of those people. When people, let me tell some of y'all about going to work. When you show up to work and you're consistent and you do consistent things, I'm not saying you will always get recognized, but if you got good leadership around you, they should recognize that you're being consistent in your work, your endeavors, your energy, and your actions. And I can tell you over the last few weeks, you have done that for our show. We just asked you to come on and listen, and you have just been a great part of the show. So the production manager pretty much slapped me in the face and was like, so why does bitch always on the show is basically how she said it to me.
Oh.
And I was like, well, you know, I like having my friends on. It is called Big Bath and Friends. She was like, yeah, but she always here. And I said, well, I mean, but she good. She got good energy. She said, well, tell that bitch she need to get a job. So we gave you a job. All right, y'all. We're going to take don't judge your mama. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back after these messages.
So hot and dangerous to be in these bitches. A whole lot. No fame, nothing, all that just to be two D's. But they can't stop thinking. Not getting this off they see that go by the name. Look, I ride on home with the 98 next year three. I'm busting in the nose, baby, on the D3. And all these niggas on my dog foot. So me, see that. I'm even in
Did any of y'all catch the football game yesterday?
I did not. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what greatly happened yesterday. Yesterday, the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Houston Texans had their first game. And between the NFL, the team, the coaches, the staff, the organizations, they decided to come together and not do a protest of the national anthem, but do a moment of silence of unity. Okay?
Okay.
The PA announcer came over the speaker and said, "We're going to do a moment of silence for unity." And they were doing this. You could visibly hear people in the background booing. And I was feeling that.
Oh, wow.
And I said to myself, I had to open up the show because we're not going to stay on this topic for long. But I had to open up the show talking about this topic because here's what bothered me. I look at the fact that George Floyd died. I look at Breonna Taylor died and still isn't even looking like she's getting any type of justice at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the countless people in the United States who have died from police brutality, police misconduct, the judicial system, how it disproportionately targets minorities. When you go to places like Florida, Texas, all over the South, when you go to New York, when you go to California, when you go to Washington State, when you go to Baltimore, when you go to all of these cities over and over, and everyone wants to talk about, oh, well, you should protest like this, and you should protest like this, and you should protest like that. They didn't protest. This was a unity thing. This was everyone saying, we don't want to protest anymore. We want to now become inclusive and invite everyone in. And people still had the nerve to boo. And I'm going to say this because those of you who don't get to see what we do in the background, we had a meeting yesterday. And I am getting ready to violate for about 4 minutes the rule that we just implemented for this show. You say, fuck, you heard what I said, right?
I definitely did.
Okay. Because I'm going to violate this rule.
I'm just wondering what it is.
Oh, I'm going to violate the hell out of this rule for a minute because I got to get this off my chest. Now, we are, some of us, most of us that's listening to this show are 70s and 80s babies.
Mm-hmm.
Majority.
True. Okay.
That's our primary target audience, 70s and 80s babies. We'll take the 90s. We'll take the 60s because we not beat them. But we know what our target audience is. And we are the product of our parents going through segregation. We are the product of our parents having to fight for any type of job that they got. We are also a product of racial injustice. We are also a product of drugs being pushed into our neighborhood. We are the product of pharmaceutical drugs being pushed on our kids, such as things of ADHD and all types of other things that have been pushed into our communities. We are the generation that are the byproduct of the Tuskegee experiment. We are so many things that has happened negatively and disproportionately, and at the end of the day, we as a community still try to open up our arms and hug on y'all and love on y'all, and for y'all to have the audacity to have the nerve to boo when we're still trying to be inclusive. Let me say this for you: fuck you, niggas. And I want you to understand, I'm not talking about the word when I say black people, I am talking about niggas, ignorant people. I am so tired of y'all. I hope y'all walk into a fucking bus and die. I hope somebody hit you with a train. I hope you fall off a cliff because I'm tired.
Amen.
Because we we the poor community, we the minority community, we the female community, we the black community, we are the ones who over and over, and I'm not going to harp on this long because I'm going to move on, but we are the ones who have given so damn much to this country to get so damn little. We literally have to go take what's ours. Nothing is given to us. And for you sorry son of a bitches, and I want to make sure that I'm clear with what I'm saying. For you to boo people for trying to be inclusive with your sorry motherfucking selves, fuck you, fuck the horse you rode in on, and I hope that whatever is supposed to happen to you happens. And I'm not a person who wishes bad luck on anybody, but it's time for it to be said. So understand, I'm making a declaration for myself. I will no longer stand for any form of injustice towards anybody. And if you don't like it, you might want to move out the way and not stand beside me. Because I promise you, I'm calling it out on the job. I'm calling it out in public. I'm calling it out in the grocery store. I'm going to be the one that's going to go viral with my phone, making you look stupid. Because we can no longer stand back and be silent. When it's wrong, it's wrong. And it's time for us to stand up and be right. Not white, right. R-I-G-H-T. Ooh, I feel better. How y'all feel?
I feel good.
I'm good.
I feel good. I feel good all over.
You better.
You don't know about that.
I told you. But see, don't nobody ever want to believe me. And then I'll be like, I'll be telling y'all. That's why I get it from.
Yeah, your mama Patty. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are going to be right back with What Day It Is.
Yes.
Every nigga in the party wanna give it to me. Look like she was fucking an invisible dick.
Our parents beat the shit out of us if we didn't when we was kids, but like I don't really care about that no more.
Just like when I was a kid, I still feel the same way now. We'll see if making up when all I'm gonna do is get back in it later on tonight and fuck it up again. I'm not making it up. I don't make up my bed.
So let me tell you how strict my mama was. I would literally do the military fold on my bed and put it together and then put all my blankets and everything on the bed, and then I would get a throw blanket to put over the top of me and sleep as stiff as shit so I didn't have to do nothing to my bed throughout the week.
Yeah,
look,
no.
Shirley,
I'm not making the bed.
I'm not making the bed. Because when I get up, I'm brushing my teeth, washing my face, and I'm running the hell out this door. So what I ain't got time to be doing is sitting around making up no damn bed.
But keep in mind, I was the youngest, and, you know, we get away with a lot more shit than, you know.
Y'all ain't.
You all just said it too, but personally, like, no,
you,
I'm not
you
doing
it. Y'all babies ain't shit. Okay, and then the last one is, of course, y'all know today is that day, Patriots Day and National Day of Service and Remembrance. So y'all already know why they do that one. I'm not even going deep into that one because we're not going to focus on that tonight because until they get right by us, I ain't celebrating no goddamn war holidays.
Oh, I heard that goddamn song.
Because we're still at war. So until they get us right, I ain't celebrating that shit. I don't give a damn. I'm a veteran. And I'm a veteran, but I'm not celebrating that shit. Celebrate mm-hmm. me. Get me right.
Dead poor.
Any who. You know, about 10, I would have been in somebody's club right now. Or actually, I'd be drunk on my way to get ready to go to somebody's club. Because, you know, back in the day, like, I don't know how these kids do it now, but, you know, back in the day, we would party off, like, we would get off work on Friday, party till, like, 10 o'clock. Then everybody would either go to their room or their house, shower, and then by 11, 12 o'clock, we get ready to go to the club.
Yep. There you go right now. Or look, we have a card party before. One of
listen. The be drunker than a monk. But listen, I used to, girl, listen.
Boy, I'm who you ain't got to tell me? They used
listen.
To think I was crazy because it took a lot to get me drunk. So,
But listen, look, and by the time I, listen, by the time I got to the club, the only thing I needed to buy was water.
Yeah. You know what, though? One time I was so drunk, I went to the bar, I drank myself sober, bro. That's how fucked up I was. I don't even know how you do that.
I've done that one, too.
I was like, wait a minute, hold on, I need another drink. Because, no, this ain't about to, no, this ain't cool.
You know what I'm actually happy about in 2020?
What?
That club clothes now is everyday outfit.
True.
Because, you know, back in the day, all the thoughts used to go get the thottiest outfits and then wear them to the club. But now you can just go get on the city bus and see. Listen. Now you could go sit on the city bus and see the same outfit you would have saw in the club 15 years ago.
Look here, Friday before work, faithfully.
Listen.
Out shopping to get my club clothes.
Bruh, like they're not going to, look, y'all not going to act like I didn't. Listen, I party hard. I was in Europe, too. So, like I tell people, my military, listen, I tell anybody, my military years, woo. And the good thing about being
don't
in Germany.
Even.
Whew. Listen, here's the craziest part. People don't even understand about being in Germany. There used to be a club jumping 7 days a week. It didn't matter. There was all okay. Matter of fact, let me give you my weekend lineup. Okay.
Oh Lord.
So okay, because I don't even know where to start in the week. All right. So Wednesday, Wednesday we probably go to either. I usually would go to the Rock Fabric because they used to play like the old school classical stuff and you can get all the good stuff. And they had 2 and 3-for-1 drinks on Wednesday. So I try to go to that or I would go to the Capitol. Then on Thursdays, I would go to Body and Soul. We really called it Booty and Hoes, but Body and Soul. And then Friday, I would either go to the Megadrome or I would go up to Bamberg, and I would go to, I forgot the name of that club up there. Then Saturday, I would either go to the Megadrome, the Capitol, the One, or the Natrix. Then on Sunday, we would go to, God, what's the name of that club? We had the One, and then there was another club that we would go to. Then on Mondays, if it was a 4-day pass, then we would go all the way up to Bomb Holder, or we would go all the way up to the Air Force Base, and we go party up there with them. And then Tuesday, you know, we try to do it all over again and get a little sober.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty much.
That was my week. That was my weekly thing. And here's the thing. And I would still be to work on time. Now,
on time.
I didn't say I was sober.
Yep.
I didn't say I was sober when I got to that bitch, but I'd be on time.
You know what's the worst? Having to do a PT test with a hangover. Baby, I thought I was going to make it.
Look, We're going to take a quick commercial break. I just want y'all to know, when I went to work every day, this pretty much was my theme song when I showed up to work every day.
Precocta, just welcome them to the cult, baby.
Oh, no, it's Skip. Go back. I want to hear the vote.
Just welcome them to the cult, baby. Do it big, nigga. Do it big, nigga. Do it big, nigga.
I'm a dog. I love holding. And I'm addicted to money, calling it close.
Do it big, nigga.
Do it big, nigga. Do it big, nigga. Do it big, nigga.
Next, we have Black History is World History that is brought to you by D Oils. D Oils is an all-natural product company where they have wholesale products ranging from shea butters, sugar scrubs, fragrance oils, and natural essential oils.
Hello. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the person I have, actually, I'm confused. I'm not sure if I did this one before. I don't remember quite running across it, but if I did, please forgive me. But I don't think so. Her name is Phyllis Whitley. And wait, today is my day, right? Yeah, okay. Phyllis Whitley was the first African American poet to publish a book. Born in 1753, was brought to New England from West Africa as a slave. Oh, okay. When she was a child, the Willie family purchased and named the young girl. And after discovering her passion for writing, they caught her writing with chalk on a wall. Mm-hmm. Tutored her in reading and writing. She studied English literature, Latin, Greek, the Bible. With the family's help, Phyllis Wheatley traveled to London in 1773 and published her first poems. So that's who I have for my Black History Month.
All right, all right.
Nice.
Okay, so we're doing poets tonight. We doing poets.
I like poetry.
You don't know nothing about no poet. What you know about poetry?
Oh, I write.
You can't
write. A lot
write.
Of people don't know that, but shit. All right, Shawty.
First off, you got two left knees. How you write something?
This nigga said two left knees. I'm done. Yes, he did, and I'm sick of him. Get him. I'm sick of him.
What I did?
Two left knees.
Y'all ain't gonna be talking about me. First of all, I'm sexy.
What that got to do with you ain't being worth two shit?
I'm important to somebody.
I like that answer.
You know what? Y'all ain't gonna keep treating me like I'm like I'm a whole bunch of nobody.
That has nothing to do with me.
You know what? I don't like either one of y'all tonight.
Cause you love us, but it's okay.
I love who?
Us.
Spell it.
Me and you, us never part.
You know what? All my life I had to fight.
Who, what, when, where, and why, young bat? Who, when, where, and why?
What I did.
You said all your life you had to fight. You know, you made it sound like Miss Steely. We all know where that came from. You know, woman, child ain't safe in the house of men. You know,
I did have to fight. I had to fight because you know I was sexy. Listen, let's get into something real quick because I want to get serious with the people out there. I want to have a serious
did
conversation.
Did you say dusty?
What? Well, you know, Dusty
you said
Rose
you was
one of my. Well, you know, Dusty Rose was one of my favorite wrestlers, but that's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
But no, I want to have a conversation about generational curses.
Woo. Woo.
And I think, and I want to say this because I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to offend any pastor because I know they preach. But and I this is not a shot at them. Because I know that they were doing the best that they could do with what God gave them to do, what they gave them with. But I think people have a very bad misunderstanding of generational curses. And one of the takes that I have on generational curses that I was looking at, and I was actually having a conversation with the production manager about this. I don't think we look at the fact of who our family members really are. Because when you go look at, and I tell people all the time, look at your parents and then look at their parents. And if you were blessed enough to see their parents' parents, look at the behaviors and the actions and the mindsets that they've passed down over generations. Because there are some principles, especially in the Black community. I can't speak for everybody else because I'm not y'all. I ain't tried to be y'all. I'm only going to speak for the Black community. So if this offends you, your mama. But when you look at our community, right? Like for instance, when we look at recipes, a lot of the recipes that we cook from was passed down, right?
True.
Y'all with me? Am I by myself? Okay.
I'm here. Yeah.
So, but not only did we pass down recipes, we passed down free. You look at the people who got some of the best mouths in the business. You look at the pettiness. You look at the ability to cuss out a person on site. You look at an ability to beat a bitch ass for breakfast. Like, you look at all these different things, and a lot of these traits and a lot of these things were passed down. But what we didn't realize is that bullheadedness, that stubbornness, that having to always be right. Certain things, we passed those things down, and we've been told that we were wrong when we've done them. But 9 times out of 10, the same people who were telling us that we were wrong were the same people doing it. So these behaviors became indoctrinated within us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're getting to a point where I need us to realize this. It's time for us to look at our parents. It's time for us to look at ourselves. And it's time to not pass that same behavior down to our children. Somebody say next generation.
Next generation.
Y'all hold
this? Next generation.
I just said next generation. I keep saying.
Y'all bitches trying to be.
Next
listen,
generation.
Listen, because Peaches ain't here, y'all trying to be sleepy for this bitch? Like, I'm
next
I'm
generation.
Like,
look,
y'all sound like
I said it multiple times.
Y'all sound like peaches tonight. Y'all sound like y'all took 2 no-dos and a cup of coffee and y'all still falling asleep. I'm not saying this to be mean, and I'm not saying this to belittle anybody, because there are a lot of great traits and a lot of great qualities that come out of our family lineage. And I don't want people to misconstrue thinking that we only want to beat down everything that we've passed down and say, oh, it's all bad. Because there's a lot of great that came out of it. There's a lot of great work ethics. There's a lot of great study habits. We have more black people going to college now than probably ever before in history. We have more women in leadership positions. We have more black CEO women than we've ever had. We have Fortune 500 companies. We have Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey who have opened up complete studios, who have channels. We have entertainers who are going above and beyond. We have foundations that are literally giving us new platforms like we've never had before. We've taken to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We've taken to these things and we've pushed our beliefs, our ideals. We've pushed our culture. We've taken, gristle and made, some of the best, pigtails you can ever eat. You know, we've taken pig ears and turned them into some of the best delicacies that you could ever have. So I'm not saying that everything that we've done is bad, but we have to start looking at it from a microcosm of things. What is the cause and effect of the behaviors and the attitudes and the mindsets that we're going to push into this next generation? Because this generation is fearless. I want y'all to understand this. The kids that are coming behind us, they are absolutely fearless.
And disrespectful.
They are pushing, we pushed the envelope, and these bitches was like, fuck it, I'll mail the letter without an envelope. It'll still get there. Like, they are about it. But we gotta make sure that we instill the right values. We gotta get away from fear. Fear in our community is one of the strongest motivators that we've used for forever. We got to get
and not even only fear. Also, another one is, in the black community, they like to act like so many things are taboo for us, like mental health and stuff. And we got to get past that.
Mm-hmm. We have to. We can no longer be afraid to. I had a conversation with myself today, and one of the conversations that I had with myself, because I talk to myself all the time, and people be like, ooh, you crazy for talking to yourself. No, you really should talk to yourself.
I know I do. I answer myself too. Shit.
But one of the conversations that I had with myself is, and this is one of my struggles, and I'm going to work on this starting today going forward. A lot of times we, and I'm going to say we because I don't want to just make this about me, but a lot of times we only ask for help when we get to the worst of our situation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ask for help in the beginning. We, even when people offer us help in the beginning, pride a lot of times pushes us away from accepting help. And we go out and there's nothing wrong with trying to do things on your own. Don't think I'm belittling you for you attempting to do something on your own. But we have built up this mindset that we are so individually based structured that we got away from the black community. Now we only believe that we can help somebody if we're in the same sorority, the same fraternity. We go to the same church. We have the same job. We live next door to that person. But we will literally go out in public and see the next person and give them no assistance because we act like because we don't personally know them, we can't readily identify with what they're going through when we're all going through damn near the same semblance of the same struggle.
That's true. I can agree with that.
Being transparent matters. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Going to beat y'all down with all this yelling at y'all because, because I'm sexy on Tuesdays and I'm even better on Friday. So right now we're going to get a little bit on top of you because I know some of y'all are trying to fuck when the show ends. So I'm going to let y'all get to it.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's only one thing to do. Girl, your body's crazy, laying next to mine. I try my best to keep my cool, but the temperature's rising, 'cause I'm all alone with you. And your sexy ways are so inviting, then I wanna give it to you. Baby, come and tell me. Baby, come, I just wanna thank you. Girl, I got what you want, I'll be proud of you too. Climb up on top of you, don't you? I'm gonna put you.
Getting ready to open up the chat lines. The number is 563-999-3090. Again, that is 563-999-3090. And ladies, y'all know I be pulling out some random shit. So,
oh Lord.
This is why I wanted to open up the chat lines tonight, because I want to hear what other people got to say tonight, too. We are getting ready to get into something, to me, that I think is one of the funniest things that we do on this show. Wendy, you say, fuck, you know, we haven't done this in a minute, but I think we should go there. We are going to talk about embarrassing moments.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all figured to bring me in real good, huh? Okay.
Matter of fact, Helen, since you never told anybody on this show an embarrassing moment, you should get the honorary moment of going first.
Most embarrassing moment. Oh, my God. How many of them do I have?
Let me count the ways.
Baby, I'm trying to tell you. Well, let's see. Okay, y'all don't judge me. All right, I was in high school. It was my freshman year. We had computer class. We had a test that day. And for some reason, my stomach was hurting, and because we was taking the test, the teacher wouldn't let me leave. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to try to go and fly this out easily. So I, you know, tossed my pants on the floor. And... thought I was just going to let that bitch slide up. That bitch rung out across that class and said, what? I said, y'all, I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was just going to be a little, that bitch ricocheted off that chair. I thought I done died in the hell.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
Man, that was embarrassing. They didn't let me live that shit down for the whole first year.
I can't believe I just told
that shit on this radio show.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
Bear with me. I was only in ninth grade, you know what I'm saying? And, oh, my God, the class was so quiet, you could hear so quiet in there.
See, I always knew you had old loose booty.
Oh, wow, no.
Oh, hell no. No, sir. See, we not about to do it.
Listen. Your butt like an old hurricane just in the wind.
That was one that, man, look, I don't even know what the hell I ate at lunch or whatever, but my stomach was towed up and she was being an asshole. And I was one of them quiet kids in school, so it wasn't like I was just going to storm out the class and throw a temper tantrum. That wasn't me at that point in time. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there. I'm like, I ain't going to make it. So I found a way to let it go. And, well, the whole class hurt me. The whole class hurt me. Everybody turned around.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
At least it wasn't faint, though. You just heard it.
Okay. You say fuck. You want to go next?
My most embarrassing. I don't know. You know,
Okay, I'll go. While you're thinking about yours, I'll go. I am going to tell y'all. I got a nickname in high school. And
I remember seeing that post.
Yeah, I've been saying I was going to talk about this for a minute, so I'm going to tell this story. So one day I'm at track practice, freshman year, again. And so we out there, and I never forget. I'm on the track, and I'm running, and I'm getting it. So we had this girl. Her name is Shakira Western. She went to Clemson University. While she was in college, she set the freshman 400 record for the U.S. So the collegiate 400 record was hers for some time. So I need you to understand I was around real runners. So I'm running, and all of a sudden you just hear her spikes. I look back, and so I'm not going to let this girl beat me. We in practice, so I go all in. And so we had Michael Glaze, the Berry brothers, the Delaney brothers. It was a whole bunch of dudes. So we get back around, and the dude come out. He goes, "Oh, man, Skittles, you did it. You beat her." And I'm like, "Skittles? What's up?" Now, the person that I am today, I need y'all to understand, I am a holistic person. I sell all types of shea butters and lotions and all that good stuff. That's what I do now. But in high school, I was known as the ashiest person in school. And they said, they called me Skittles because every time you looked up, my skin looked like it was a different shade of blurple. And so literally, going through the school, my entire freshman year, I was called Skittles every single day. That is the reason why I am a firm believer in lotion now.
Oh, wow.
So, you ain't know no better. So you just used to walk around looking like you was busting bricks and shit, huh?
You don't know my problem. You don't know my mama. You didn't meet Shirley. Don't leave me alone. I had a belief. I listen. Let me tell you my belief system. Ash made me run faster. That's all I knew back then.
Anything to help you sleep better at night. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
That was my life. Listen. In high school, we won state titles 3 out of 4 years. I was a part of those teams. I went to state every year, so you can say what you want to say, but my little short ass could run, and that's all I'm going to go with, and it was the ash, so don't judge your mama.
So, like, when you was running, did you have, like, dust flying off you from the ash or anything?
Bro, you ain't going to play with me like that. No, I didn't. Like, it just, you know, it just looked good, you know, it just looked good, that's all, I'm just saying, it was real.
Oh, Lord, I wish I could have been there for that.
Nope. This is why you don't tell embarrassing stories. Cause y'all black folks don't know how to play right. Y'all don't know how to play fair. I don't tell a lot of stories. This is why I don't talk about me. Cause I give y'all a little bit. Y'all know how to behave.
I had questions that I needed answers.
Spell question.
I was concerned for you.
Spell question.
You said this? Huh?
Huh?
So, you know, I'm going to just let you be great. I'm going to stop.
Nope. You say fuck. Give us one. Give us one before we go to commercial break.
A good one what?
A good embarrassing moment.
I can say I remember back when I think I was in 11th grade, and my granny took me and my sister school shopping, and I had to pee, and the bathroom was too far away, and I act like I had to try on clothes, but I went in the dressing room, and I peed on the floor and had my sister give me a new pair of panties off their table.
Oh.
Well, damn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to tell. I don't want to tell none of my shit stories because I've had a couple of them.
Oh shit! I got one shit story. That's it. That's all I got.
Baby. No, I got. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna each tell a shit story.
I don't have a shit story.
That's
I got
all right.
A shit
I got,
story.
I'll
it.
Make up a shit story for you.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with the shit stories.
Got to be doing things I've never done. It's your way that I'm telling you I'm sorry. Got to be doing things I've never done. It's your way that I'm telling you
that one. Y'all didn't want to hear T Donald.
Oh no, not T Donald. We need a warning before T Donald come on.
Listen, I'm something like a celebrity on Tuesday. Fuck you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I can sing Houston.
Yeah, I can sing too. You want to hear no?
No.
Wait, hold on. Why you say no like this?
You asking me or you asking
okay.
yourself?
I take my talents to South Beach. So South Myrtle Beach, that is, but you know.
Now, y'all gonna get cold. I'm sorry. It's our, the weather up there done already dropped. Y'all can have that. anywho.
You ain't know that.
So round row. So Helen went first last time. You say fuck, says she don't got a shit story, so I guess I'll go first on this.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so all of mine pretty much start from the same situation.
Oh, God.
See, I have a weakness. Let me tell you what my weakness is. Most people like spicy food. You know, I'm around a lot of people who like spicy food. And I'm not one of those people. I tell people all the time, if you put too much black pepper on something, it's going to be a long day for me.
Mm-hmm.
So we was eating some food, and it wasn't that spicy. At least I didn't think it was that spicy until I decided, you know me, I'm a person who likes to work out. I like to go for a walk. So my spouse, who I love dearly, when we was dating, she had bought me a pair of gray sweatpants. She technically bought them for herself, but I needed them, so I kind of took them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of gave them to me. They were brand new. This was first wear. This wasn't even second, third, fourth, fifth wear. First wear. So I'm walking, and I'm on the phone talking to her, and it's the middle of the night, probably about 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I'm walking. And so she was like, you okay? I was like, yeah, I think I really got to go to the bathroom. And she was like, what I said? I think my stomach just kind of like bubbled a little bit.
All right, I'll be up there in a minute.
And so I'm walking, and all of a sudden she goes, are you okay?